All right, greetings everyone. This is Chris Dixon and welcome back to another episode and discussion here on the Tunnel Vision Podcast. Hope you all are doing good and well on this wonderful Sunday. And on today's discussion, it's going to be very brief with this one, but it's very important to talk about as it pertains to the practice of magic and being a practitioner. And that is making sure that you are mentally and emotionally stable and grounded before you engage in any form of magic, okay? You never want to engage in magic when you are going through deep depression or any form of emotional crisis, okay? Because things can go in another direction, you know, in a bad direction, you know, being in these types of mindsets and emotions. So it's okay, you know, to take a step back from magic, okay, and focus on your mental health, okay? Making sure that you are talking to someone that you trust, whether it be a good friend, family, and even a licensed professional. Talking to somebody about what you go through is very important. You never want to keep things bottled in, keeping silent about what you're going through, because eventually it's going to overpower you, okay? You have to talk to people and let them know, you know, what you're feeling, okay? Make sure you're staying on top of your meditations. Meditation is very good for keeping stress levels down, anxiety, and of course depression. So you want to get involved in meditation, you know, just sit in silence. 15 minutes, you know, 20 minutes, you know, a day can help. And if you want to do it more consistently throughout your day, you know, do so. You know, meditation is essential for keeping these emotions, these types of emotions, under control, okay? For some people, it's prayer, you know. That's a very powerful tool in helping with depression, you know what I'm saying, or any form of negative emotion, right? There's also Reiki healing out here, energy healing. You know, you can invest in that, getting into yoga, and of course staying in the gym. You know, very important that you stay in the gym and keep on top of your fitness, okay? Because working out is essential in dealing with depression, you know, dispelling depression, any type of negative emotion that you may be feeling, you know. So being in the gym is important as well, okay? Spending time outdoors in nature, okay? Going to the park, spending time at the park, very good to do that. You know, make sure you're staying out in nature and getting plenty of sunlight. You know, sunlight is excellent with dispelling depression, okay? Making sure that you are eating well, eating a balanced diet, you know, making sure you're getting plenty of fruits, vegetables, grains, proteins, okay? Making sure that your diet is in order, you know. Make sure you're not overly consuming junk foods and sweets. Because, you know, the things that you eat, you know, that does play a part in how you feel a lot, okay? Make sure you're drinking plenty of water, okay? Getting plenty of sleep. Making sure that you are journaling, you know, writing down how you feel, because that's very important too. That's a very important aspect of self-reflection and shadow work, okay, is writing down your thoughts and feelings, okay? Because that's also another way that you can release your emotions, right? Because it keeps you from bottling, you know, things in, okay? So journaling, making sure you're keeping up with that. What else? You know, make sure you're socializing with people. Hang out with your friends, your family, you know what I'm saying? Making sure you're spending time with other people. And not just staying to yourself, you know, because that's also another way, you know, that depression can kick in is when you're constantly in your house or apartment 24/7, 365. You know what I'm saying? You have to get out into the open, okay? Go to the mall, you know, go bowling, go watch a movie, you know, do something besides sitting around all day, you know, depressed. You know what I'm saying? Get out and do some things, all right? What else? And also make sure that your place of stay is clean, because an unclean space is a host for negative spirits and parasitic spirits to take residence in, okay? So make sure that you are getting your, what they will call feng shui, you know, is establishing a high vibrational environment, okay, around you. So making sure that you have plants in your home, adding things to your place that can bring you, that can bring your space positive energy, you know, gemstones. You know, gemstones are very good to have in your place because gemstones can not only bring high vibrational energy, but they can dispel negative energy as well, okay? That's one of their characteristics and functions, okay? So keeping gemstones around, you know, keep your place saged, you know, smudging is good for dispelling negative energy. Incense, making sure that you don't have any clothes laying around, you know, make sure everything in your personal space is intact, okay? If you, of course, have already been working with spirits, and you know that there are some that can help you with depression, of course you can work with them, okay? They'll be gladly to assist you with that. You know, they may have you wear their sigil on you, okay? Keeping it in your pocket. You can even wear a talisman or an amulet around your neck. That can also keep away, you know, negative energy. It can keep away hostile emotions, okay? So, yes, spirits and deities can aid you with depression, of course, okay? But just being in a negative state of mind that's very deep, okay, it's okay to take a step back from the practice, okay? Take a step back from divination. You know, you don't want to be deeply depressed or any type of, or in any type of negative emotion while trying to do divination, because that's another way for negative spirits to take residence in, okay, to come through and take residence, okay. So just taking a step back, okay, from your practice, and focusing on your mental health, okay, that is very essential. Because in magic, you want to be focused, you want to be in a positive state of mind. You don't want to have a whole bunch of things going on that's affecting you mentally and emotionally, because that's going to affect the magic, okay? So yeah, so just take these things into consideration as you engage in your practice, especially if you are just starting out. You know, these are things that you definitely need to take into consideration. But of course, it also applies to people that's been on this path for a while, whether you are an intermediate or even an adept, okay? These things apply to everyone around the board, okay? Mental health is very important. I know it's a lot going on in America and throughout the world, okay? Wars and famine, you know what I'm saying, and different things of that nature. And these things are affecting people mentally and emotionally, okay? So do what you have to do to keep yourself mentally and emotionally grounded and stable. Because it's very important, all right? I just wanted to share this message. Wherever you're at, whenever you listen to this, whether it's in the day or at night, whatever time zone you're in, I hope that you got something from this, and I hope that it helps, all right? I love you all, and I want y'all to keep up the good work and what you're doing in your personal life, spiritual life, you know, making sure, you know, that you are living the life that is bringing you prosperity, happiness, and success, all right? And I'll talk to you all on the next episode. Peace.